I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with us, Sweet Spot 1 to 3. Been on vacation the past 12 weeks. It's 24. The afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with us, Sweet Spot 1 to 3.
Three.
Some say that he killed Ozzy. It's the afternoon J-U-B.
Well, okay. 2:38 on a Tuesday, and that theme song means one thing and one thing only. It's time to connect with the Texas Radio Hall of Famer, one-third of the Musers, Marconi winning George Dunham.
Yeah.
Joins the Sweet Spot.
Hey, Sweet Spot. Woo. Sweet Spot.
Hi, Jub.
Howdy, fellas. I enjoyed the review. We don't have to agree on it. That's fine.
We can discuss, though. We can disagree. And I missed your segment this morning, George.
I kind of ripped it. Yeah, I thought it needed to be ripped.
Okay.
You said 5 out of 10 is what you gave it?
Yeah, sorry. I just... And there were some moments. I liked the nostalgia moments. I liked the... I heard Ham said they tried to hold the hand of... But keep in mind, most people are not like us, and they haven't seen this movie 57 times, the first one, like we did. And so they need, you know, they probably saw it once or twice, so they need a reminder of, hey, remember the blonde guy that got strangled? Well, guess what he is now. That was great. I love that. There was some really good moments. It just, I don't know, with all that star power in there, they just, it's like they didn't know what to do with them. You know, the dinner was funny, but why not at that tournament, where you get the gold jacket, why not having Jack on 18 to, you know, awarding the jacket or something, and you could write bits on that, and
you're gonna have
why
to do
Jim
what
Nance
on 18?
Wasn't doing the tournament. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just...
There's all kinds of golf celebrations, George. I don't know if that one's appropriate.
Close to the pin win.
It's just kid stuff.
Yeah.
They did have the phallic jokes, which were funny.
Yeah.
It'd be an oddball.
Yeah, marker. And I heard you guys talking about the flask bits. Man, I just thought those fell so flat, and there was so many of them.
Come
and
on,
he's
George.
He's got a cucumber at the store.
It's a reoccurring bit. It's stupid.
I know. It just wasn't. It didn't grab me as the thing we call funny.
And Sweet Spot timeout. We got a sponsor?
Yeah, Ham?
Globe Life.
Okay, back to the segment.
Okay,
back to Happy
Timeout.
If he had drank whiskey out of a cucumber in a bull outfit, George would have died laughing, but he did it in his normal.
Yeah, maybe he put a mascot fight in there, something. Okay. I don't know. It just I heard you guys say it, and I agree. I love Happy Gilmore, the franchise, and I love Adam Sandler. And I just we all have our it. Look, sequels are never as good, and unfortunately. This did remind me of Caddyshack 2, which was just an abomination. This was better than Caddyshack 2, but yeah, there's no way to duplicate the magic you had from 30 years ago. And they gave it a try with all the star power, but it just, with me, it fell flat. And the golf was just off the charts stupid at the end.
Come on.
What expectation, like, if you gave it a 5 out of 10, what was your, before you went in, like, okay, I'm expecting a 5 out of 10 movie, or did you think it was going to be better than it was?
Yes, I did, because I saw who was in it, and I saw the trailers, and I went, oh my gosh, I could not wait to turn it on, I guess I watched it Friday night. Is that the night it dropped?
The 25th, I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So, man, I was so ready to go. And I was like, because it's very nostalgic to me, not just my own view of it, but my kids' view of it. And I'm so old that some of my kids are about your age, Mino.
Yeah.
And that's something we shared as they were growing up. We could sit down, and I remember the first time we watched it together. You know, we just laughed probably, you know, 25 or 30 times during the movie. There was no just, to me, it was a hit you over the head. It wasn't just a subtle, you know, scene ender like the dude at the ice rink singing Endless Love, you know.
That's pretty great.
It just missed the mark to me. And I've already heard from a lot of P1s that said, man, you're just grumpy. Why can't you just enjoy it? I really went in with that attitude of, hey, I'm going to enjoy this. And I did enjoy some elements of it to the point where he's back out there in his Bruins jersey, and I'm like cheering for him. Mm-hmm. But as I said this morning, they couldn't just have him knock it close and, you know, putt in for an eagle. He has to hole it out twice on the front nine from like 380. I mean, it's just,
well, yeah.
What are we doing?
Gilmore. You have to just, and don't worry that Will Zalatoris wasn't born in 1996 and he was the caddy.
Yeah, that's okay.
Just don't worry about it. Just enjoy the movie. And as I'm watching
that was the funniest part of the movie.
Yeah. Like in all the cameos, and it's happening so quick that sometimes I'm like Reggie Bush was in this movie. And
I know.
It took me a minute.
I was like, wait a minute. I know.
That's Reggie Bush.
I know.
Maybe it's just my dumb brain, but I'm like, I kind of enjoyed it. And I thought everybody that they put in it, I thought they pulled it off. I thought the A-list golfers that they brought in, Rory and Scotty and Bryson and
Brooks, the best part of the movie.
I thought they were incredible.
Yeah.
They had speaking parts. They made fun of themselves.
Yes.
I thought it was really funny that Shooter McGavin was showing them some of their worst shots of their career, and he's just rewinding it and showing it to their face, and they're just like,
yeah,
okay,
what's
okay.
this? Yeah, that was funny. And hey, the Scheffler leaning into, you know, getting arrested. I thought maybe Scotty was the MVP of the movie.
That was the hardest because, I laughed in the movie was the Scheffler
Yeah, he's
scene.
The number one ranked golfer in the world, and he's in all these stupid scenes. And I thought it was great that they put him in the batting cages and let him get hit just like Adam Sandler used to.
Yeah, they had Rory McIlroy awesome. Take a baseball to the ass. Like, not many movies can pull that off.
Bad Bunny's just dancing through and catching all the balls.
Yeah, that was fine, but it just, I don't know. And how long was the first one? I know I could look that up.
Maybe an
but
hour
it doesn't
40.
Seem like it was that long.
No, it wasn't a long movie.
Let's yeah. see. Yeah. Not quite 2 hours. Hour and
if
half,
you're going to
minutes.
Write, I thought one thing off the top. If you're going to write Julie Bowen out of it, which bad mistake, Coach.
Man,
just terrible.
How is she?
Could we not
now?
Have maybe Paige Spiranek as the new love interest?
She was in the movie.
I know, but that should have been his new happy place.
You've been around Daddy too long.
No, I'm not.
Sorry. How old is Julie
I just
now?
Follow her on Twitter, and I like her swing tips.
She's in her 50s at
she
least.
She was born in 1970.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
She's fine.
Who, 50, Julie?
Yeah. 55
Man,
and gorgeous.
Incredible.
I bet Charles Haley would also say
oh
she's
my
fine.
God, yeah.
Man, thing,
she's
yo.
Fine, too.
She's fine, too.
Do you believe she's sitting there between Jerry and Steven, and he just throws that out there like...
That's so insane. Only the Cowboys.
So speaking of reboots, are you excited about the new Naked Gun movie? Are you going to watch that
Not
one?
Really? I didn't really like the first one.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, I think I was too old.
You didn't like 2.5 or 33 1/3?
Okay, that's kind of funny. Some of the bits were funny in the first one, but I just, yeah, I think I was trying to be too cool, you know. I was a little beyond it. I think
he has a gun
because you know I was cool and I was in college and stuff and out of college actually. I think.
See,
some
I think
of those were made.
I think these two because that's coming out. I think this weekend. I think Happy okay. Gilmore 2 and the new Naked Gun movie would be perfect for, like, you're just having a Frozen Awesome in the double barrel Frozen Awesome machine.
Maybe a compound night if there's no
yeah.
Stars or Mavs.
That,
okay,
and then you end
okay,
the night
that's
with gone
fine.
Fishing.
We
as a capper,
we can re-rack it. I'll watch it again. But you know, it's not just an old man thing. I talked to my middle son, my football coach, and he had the same exact review as I did. He was really disappointed, and he's like the biggest Happy Gilmore fan ever. I think he's probably seen the movie 100 times. The first one.
Did the second one make you feel anything? Like, did you feel happy emotions?
Yes.
Did
it? Yes. Okay. I had nostalgic moments. I was very sad at the ridiculous way that we wrote Julie out of yeah. the script. And like I said, when he got back out on the course, I was like cheering for him. And then they would show him hole out on a 440-yard par 4. It's just like, okay, he's not Kim Jong-un.
Well, early in the movie, he couldn't win the April Fool's Open when he decided to get back into golf.
Yeah, and I hated that. I hated that scene. I thought that writer from Saturday Night Live and whoever those other two spares were, not funny, not funny.
Yeah, I like Margaret Qualley. She's pretty
yeah,
awesome.
Not
funny. Well, it was kind of funny when she did when she did the splits in the trap. Yeah. That was kind of funny.
I like that scene. That was good.
See? George?
Okay. Maybe it was better than I think. I don't know.
What's the last?
Maybe it was better than I thought.
What's the last good comedy you've seen? Because I know you were big on Where are the Millers, but heck, that was like 2013.
I know, and that's so funny you asked that because I asked myself the same question last week. Okay, what's the last time I watched a comedy and really laughed? And I can't remember. What about y'all?
Man.
We like watching the Pink Panther movies with Steve Martin at the house. The kids love it.
Okay,
that.
But like a new movie. When's the last
new one?
Comedy, and you know, that's even. I'll give you 5 years.
Man, 5 years is.
They're not making as many as they used to.
I would say this was a funny movie. Like, I'm not going to tell you it's a good movie, but I sat on my couch and I laughed and I enjoyed myself. Like, it was
okay. Yeah, but I've heard from a lot of P1s who felt the same way, and it made me feel bad that I kind of danced on their happy Gilmore parade, but.
Yeah, Where the Millers was good. Did you ever see the Christmas movie The Night Before with Seth Rogen and Joseph Gordon-Levitt? That was a funny movie. That was like 2015.
Rogen, if he's in it, it's
he's hilarious. I recommend it around Christmas time. Watch that one.
Okay. All right, I'll check that out. But yeah, Where the Millers may be the last time I really laughed at a comedy.
I mean, the Borat sequel was pretty funny.
It was funny.
That was like 2020. That wasn't that long ago.
And what about Jackass Forever? Did you watch that, George?
I kind of did.
Hell yeah.
Like it?
Yeah. Of course you did.
Being the gang ride again.
Okay. Yeah. Jackass Forever. Good. But what does that say about us if that's the last funny movie that we've had?
It says you have a great sense of humor, is what it tells me.
No, I think we just stumbled into something. I don't think we're making great comedies anymore.
They don't make them anymore because they don't make money in the theaters.
That's right.
So in the 90s.
Have y'all started watching The Studio yet?
I hear it's great. I'm trying to finish Bear. I'm close to being done with the Bear.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. But
because they talk about that. Are you trying to make great movies or are you just trying to make money?
I don't know.
Have you watched all of The Studio, George?
No, I think I'm four episodes in.
Okay. So you haven't seen the episode where they're trying to cast Kool-Aid the movie?
No, but that has carried me through early episodes, just that whole concept.
Oh, yeah.
There's a whole episode where they try to figure out who to cast because they don't know if they should have too many black actors or not enough black actors. And then they're like, well, we need an Asian mom. And then it's the whole episode is them freaking out about who to cast and make everybody happy. It's great.
Man, those people cannot nut up and talk to someone and tell them something that they have to tell them. It's so frustrating. The conversations that they push onto somebody else to try to tell someone that they're not right for a movie or something.
And this is called The Studio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good. It's
Seth Rogen? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll watch this.
It's funny. Don't you think, Monty?
Oh, I loved it. Yeah. I thought it was great.
Yeah. Okay. See, I can still laugh.
Oh, we know.
Okay.
Every day.
We know you didn't lose your sense of humor over vacation. We
listen to the Rosengarten e-breaks every week. Yeah. We know you can laugh.
We had laughs at camp last week aplenty. We're familiar.
Yeah, Rosengarten thought this was the feel-good movie of the year.
I'm glad we found some common ground on Happy Gilmore, too, George. Well,
I am, too. Love you guys, and I love Happy Gilmore. Happy Gilmore forever.
We'll have some more laughs next week. How about that?
Oh, and Jordan Spieth was brilliant.
Yeah, he was good. And Xander Schauffele is just dumb. Doesn't know how to tell a joke.
I know.
That's what she said.
Gordon could have written that bit scene a lot better. So just to give up, that's what she said. All right.
We'll do this again next week. We'll have fun.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
Love you guys.
Love you too, George. There's George.
Bye, Ham.
Some afternoon, Joe.
Bye, Monty.